Hello and welcome to our TM podcast episode number 17. And today we are actually going to talk about our TM courses we currently offer, as we get more and more questions by the community which course they should attend for certain projects or for certain roles they want to fulfill in the future. And just to show who is who, my name is Emmanuel Grabler. I'm part of Transportation Management Development, and I have one guest with me today. Hello, Stefan.
Hi, my name is Stefan Sauer. I'm a TM consultant in the European, Middle East, and African Consulting Hub, being concerned with TM implementation projects and also delivering training courses around TM, and that's why I'm here today.
Good. So maybe we just start away. We start with our basic TM course. It's TM100. What is the main topics in this course? What get we introduced in?
Yes. So in general, we have with the TM classes, we have functional and technical classes. And what you started with, Emmanuel, is the TM100 class, which is a functional course. This is the basic course about TM. So if you don't know anything about TM and what it actually is and how you use it, this is the course to attend. It's a 5 days class, classroom training, where you get to understand the basics of TM. So you start with what scenarios you can do with the TM system in general. And also, you might, if you're using TM for the first time, you will see that you have a different UI, for instance. So it's not the SAP GUI UI, but it's more the NetWeaver Business Client that you're going to be using. So that's the first thing you're going to see in the TM100 class. After that, you will get an introduction to the business scenarios, so that you can do inbound and outbound transportation processes with TM, and also different modes of transport. So what's air freight, what's ocean freight, and what are the differences in the TM system with these different modes of transports. And then you will delve deeper into using TM. So you will get to see the network, transportation network master data that you can set up there, and also get a glimpse at how you use TM in terms of planning with TM, in terms of executing freight, and also doing charge calculation and settlement processes between TM and ERP. So that's basically the basic course everyone starting with TM should get a look at, because here you're going to get a glimpse at everything, not in very detail. That's the next courses then afterwards. But for getting a starting view on TM, this is a very good course to attend. It's including exercises, of course. So 5 days classroom training offered throughout the world with exercises currently on the TM 9.0 release. So both the exercises and the topics are based on TM 9.0, and the training system you will do your exercises on is also on TM 9.0.
Okay, so, and what is, if I'm really interested now in TM after having attended TM100, what would be the next step? Would be your proposal for a next functional course?
Yeah, so in general, there are three functional courses being offered. We've talked about the TM100 already. And then there's two more classes that are sort of the more advanced, more delving deeper into the configuration of the system. And it a little bit depends on what your focus will be on in transportation processes, whether it's more planning with TM or it's more execution and charge management. For the planning part, there is the TM110 class, which is all about transportation planning. So everything you can do in TM with in terms of transportation planning, you will get to see in the TM110 course. Again, it's a 5 days classroom training with exercises on TM 9.0. And again, you will start with the transportation network, how you set it up, but now also what it's used for. And you will always refer back to the transportation network when you get through the exercise, and you will understand, okay, I'm doing this and this because the scenario will grab this master data and do something with it in terms of planning. What you will also get to see is how you use conditions and incompatibilities. That's the topic you already know, Emmanuel, and you've done a podcast on already. So conditions and incompatibilities is a very major part in the transportation planning, where you can influence the planning processes a lot. And therefore, you will also have some exercises on that, how you do that. The planning itself has a also includes several documents, and you will get a deeper look at these different types and kinds of documents that are involved in the planning process. While you have seen in the TM100 course what documents you can use in TM in general, but in the TM110 class you will get to see what you can do with the customizing of these document types in order to influence the planning logic in the system. And then another major part, which is probably the most fun part of this class, is doing planning with the optimizer, because now the magic starts using the optimizer, so automated planning. What are planning costs? What are optimizer settings? How can you define some planning restrictions that you provide the optimizer with? What do you provide the optimizer with in terms of data at all? So that's really a fun part, because that's a little bit of exploring the magic of the automated planning in TM.
Shameless plug here to our TM episode 16 we just recorded yesterday about optimizer planning in TM.
Exactly. And if in some implementation projects you're not really fond of the automated planning, but you rather use the manual planning, and the TM110 also shows you, on the one hand, how you use the transportation cockpit to use the manual planning, but also how you set up the manual planning. So we've talked about automated planning and incompatibilities and conditions and planning costs, and the same applies to the manual planning as well. You can have some settings, prerequisites, and restrictions to the manual planning as well. And just like doing it with the automated planning, we will also take a look at what you can do there. So that's basically the one TM110 class. Again, all about transportation planning, a 5 days classroom training, including exercises, and again on TM90 basis at the moment.
Good. So you mentioned we have another course, still functional?
Yes. So sometimes some projects are not about transportation planning, but they use TM for the execution of transportation, and also charge management and freight settlement. So that's the second major functional module of TM that you know. And that's the TM120 classroom training that will deal with these kinds of functional parts of TM. So TM120 sort of has two different topics. The first topic is the transportation execution. So what are the different statuses you have in your freight orders and freight bookings, and also how you use event management together with TM. So not really going into much detail what event management is and how you set up event management itself, but how you can use TM and EM together to track your transports. That's the first part of the TM120 part. And the second part is I think the bigger part of the training is the charge management and settlement processes. So many TM projects are all about charge management, settlement, and integration into ERP. And that's exactly what this class then tackles. You will get to see what master data is included in charge management, for instance, rate tables, scales, transportation calculation sheets, and so on and so forth, how you do the agreements with organizational units and business partners, so how you set up that whole bunch of master data that you can see in TM, and then how you actually do that charge calculation, because in TM it looks just like a click on a button, calculate charges, and then you get a result, but in fact there's a lot you can do behind the curtain of charge calculation, and that's what you're going to get to see in that class. And also, once you have calculated the charges within TM, there's another thing you can do in TM. You can add these charges together and then combine them into one settlement document and integrate it with ERP, both the freight settlement but also the forwarding settlement. And this is also part of that training. So you will get to see how you do the ERP integration of these charges and what is then being created in the ERP system. And there's two further topics that are dealing with the charge management in TM120, and that's the internal settlement. So if you know TM80, for instance, there was the freight settlement and forwarding settlement, and that was always with external business partners. But now with TM90, we also have the internal settlements, where you do settlements within a company between different divisions. And a TM can do that as well. And then this class will also show you how you do the, how you set up the internal settlement. And the other thing is the cost distribution. So if you do an ERP integration from an ERP sales order, and you split these different different items onto different freight orders, and one freight order then combines different sales orders again, then you want to distribute your costs that you have calculated, the charges that you have calculated on the freight order, you want to distribute them to the different sales orders. That you would just want to see what was the impact of the transportation costs on the cost of production and delivery after all. And the cost distribution is also a part of this training. So how do you set that up? How you integrate that with ERP and all that?
So the ERP part is also featured in exercises, I expect, or?
Yes, exercises is again a big topic in the TM120 part. So in all the functional things, we just want to give you an insight of a look, not only the look and feel of TM, but also want to give you a hands-on experience there. And therefore, you have some exercises about the ERP integration in that training as well.
Great. So now we took all our three functional courses.
Exactly. And what you could do now with all these functional courses is you might want to aim at a certification of TM. So the certification that you know that is available for TM is a pure functional certification. And if you have attended these three courses, so you have had a basic understanding with the TM100 class, and then you had these both 5-day classroom trainings with for planning, the TM110, and the charge management and execution, the TM120, you're very well prepared for the certification that you want to, if you want to attend that one.
Maybe just a question, not sure if you mentioned it, are there any prerequisites between the courses, like TM100, is it a prerequisite for the other two, or?
Yeah, it is recommended that you take the TM100 first, because there you get the introduction into TM. So if you haven't had any experience with TM before, and you start with the charge management, you probably will be a bit overwhelmed by all the documents and terminology that is going to be used in that training. So it's recommended you start with the TM100, because we're going to tackle all these different terminologies and documents that you will come across throughout the whole process in the TM system. After that, I wouldn't say 110 is a prerequisite for 120. If you would say, well, if you think that planning is not part of your functional areas, or you're not interested in that at the moment because you focus on the charge management, you could very well take the 120 without having heard the 110 before.
Okay. So functionally, we are completely through our courses that we offer currently. So now I want to get into the technical stuff. So which is the first course you would recommend to take?
Yes, Emmanuel. As we said, there's two different types of trainings, the functional and the technical trainings. The functional training is for any consultants who are keen on configuring TM, using TM, and so on and so forth. But there's also colleagues of ours that that want to really look behind the curtains, really want to see how TM works technically. Well, in the functional trainings, we've only looked at customizing and what the standard TM offers to influence the processes and business logic. But if you want to go one step further and influence the business logic with your own coding and so on, then you have three technical courses as well that you can use to get into the TM technical parts. In general, there's one or two classes that are about TM itself and the technical architecture of TM, and then there's one part specifically dedicated to the TM and EM integration, but we're going to focus later on. For the TM architecture part, there's two classes. There's the TZTM30 class, which is a 3-day classroom training. The specialty about this class is it's with 3 days, the shortest TM class we offer. And it's a pure presentation and demo class. So if you are keen on doing exercise and hands-on experience, you might think that this class might not be completely sufficient for you. But if you just want to have a first glimpse at the TM architectural overview, then this class is something for you. So the TM30 class has two parts that are strictly separated from each other. The first part is the TM architecture. So on what basis is TM built on? You might have come across the Business Objects Processing Framework and also the Floor Plan Manager UI, and all that is tackled with this class. So you will get an understanding of what the BOPF, the Business Objects Processing Framework, is, what are the components of this framework, what you can do with it, what it does in standard, and how you are able to enhance that. And then also going to the other side, to the screens, to the UIs, where you see what is the UI architecture there and how you can influence again and customize your own UIs. And then you also go deeper into different tools and frameworks that are additionally used in TM. Most of them you have already done some podcasts about, like conditions, like the process controller framework with its strategies. Also take a little look at what bodies are there in the TM system and so on. Yeah. And then the second part of the 30 training is all about integration of TM. So there, TM can be integrated with multiple SAP systems as well as non-SAP systems. And the most common integration is the ERP integration. And in this class, we will have 1.5 days dedicated to the integration of ERP orders into TM, how you set up the ERP system, how you're going to set up the TM system in order to run this whole integration. Also, how you integrate master data from ERP to TM. What is the role that the process integration, the PI, plays in that integration processes? And later on, also how you do B2B communication. So what if I want to communicate with from TM with other non-SAP business partners and systems?
Does it actually only cover PI integration, or do we also have our new web service integration?
Within the course, it's definitely about the web service integration. Well, as you might know, that the integration between ERP and TM can be done in two ways, either directly between ERP and TM or via PI. In this class, you will get to see the advantages and disadvantages of both ways, and how you configure that. So TM is all about web services, and that's why this part is all about web services as well. But if you want to see what PI offers, what functionality PI offers in the TM integration part with the ERP, then you can also get a glimpse at that here. Okay. That was about the TCTM 30 class.
How many days
is the course? It's a three-day classroom training. So 3 days, that's quite much or many information in 3 days. But if you want to just get an insight in that, then this is perfect for you. But if you want to take a deeper look at the TM architecture and want to have the hands-on experience, then you might consider using the TCTM 31 class. Now, it's not a prerequisite to be in the TCTM 30 class, but again, it might be helpful to have seen the 30 class before, so you have a basic understanding of the architecture before you go into this TCTM 31 class. This 31 class is a 5-day classroom training, and it's again all about the TM architecture. So again, it's about Business Objects Processing Framework, FPM UI, conditions, and so on. But now it's almost 50% exercises. So you will build your own business object. You will put your own business object onto your own UI. You're going to create your own ABAP coding to influence data. You're going to create your own buttons on the UI, and when you click your buttons, then you will go into your own coding and you see what you actually have done with that button now. So it's kind of cool stuff, because you really get to see what is the ABAP coding you are doing about this whole Business Objects Processing Framework. The integration part is also part of the 31 class, but it's not so much in focus as in the 30 class. So you will get to see also, like in the 30 class, you will get an overview of how you can transfer additional fields. If you have custom fields in the ERP sales order, how you transfer these into the order-based transportation requirements of TM. But this is not so much in focus. You won't have any exercises on that either. But still, you get an insight of that, and a sort of not really a click-through guide, but still a very thorough documentation of how you do that.
As you were talking about ABAP coding and FPM technology, which prerequisite knowledge base you would say you should have for such a technology? course in TM?
Definitely the first thing, which is might be a little bit surprisingly, but I would really recommend that, is that you have seen the TM100 class before, because in the technical classes we will not go through the processes again. And I like explaining the technical things always in relation to the business processes that are behind that, because I think it makes sense to understand that we do this because the process runs that way. And we will talk about terminologies like forwarding orders and planning and optimizer straight away. We won't have any introduction into what is a forwarding order, what is a freight order. So it's helpful that you understand what documents are in the TM system and what is the general process flow. So the TM100 is a good prerequisite for these both classes. If you want to get an understanding of what is the technical architecture, and you also want to get some exercises, but you're not really into the ABAP coding, don't worry, it's still worthwhile taking that class. Also, if you don't know ABAP coding by heart and you're not really an ABAP programmer, and it's not a problem. We will assist you, and there is always a template ABAP coding that you can also reuse in these exercises, so you don't have to write anything yourself in that class, really. If you want to, you can. But if you don't want to, there's template coding that you can use. So there's not a 100% prerequisite to know ABAP to take these technical classes. The idea behind this class is really that you see what is happening in the background. And if you do your own classes and assign them to the different components of Business Objects Processing Framework, for instance, you will understand the different links between these components better. But no, don't worry if you're not into ABAP that much. The technical class is still something worthwhile. Also, in implementation projects, you might see that you have to see where the data is stored on the databases and how you can maybe influence data in the background for testing and so on. And this is very helpful, even though you're not an ABAP crack. You will get to know how you do that in these classes, and you will also be happy to use that in the implementation projects later on.
Great. So did you say how many days again the classroom training is?
Yeah, this DZTM31 training is a 5 days class. Okay. Just because it's so many exercises, you will probably have in total 2 days, 2.5 days of exercises in that. And that's why it's making it a 5 day class, even though the content itself, the topics itself, are not so many as in the 30 class. With the exercises, we have the time to go into the detail and have you trying out that.
Cool. So we already reached our last training, actually.
Yes, the sixth
and our
one.
Newest training, the sixth one.
Exactly.
TM35.
Exactly. Just being on the list for the TM trainings officially, it's the TZTM35 class. This is a training specifically dedicated to the TM-EM integration. So as you know, SAP Event Management is a major partner of SAP Transportation Management, also in the Supply Chain Execution Platform. And we do our transportation tracking usually using event management. So we said in the TM120 class, we were taking a look at how we can exploit the EM functionality in TM in order to do the transportation execution. With the TZTM35 class, we will go one step further again in the technical way and see how we do the integration. So what are application object types? What are event handlers? What are events and how do they interact with each other? Are there dependencies? How do we define these dependencies of the events? How can we report these events? How can we show these event reporting in TM and so on and so forth? So in these 3 days, again, it's a 3 days classroom training. It's all about event management, not event management functionality in detail, but more the interaction between the TM system, so the freight orders, forwarding orders, freight units, and the event management system, which tracks these documents that I've just mentioned.
And as I just recently take it, I can reconfirm it's really hands-on. It's really based on the experience that our consultants made in customer project, and really recommend that training. So I think we covered all our trainings that we offer currently. Are there any recommendations you would give out to people who are just new in TM, besides take the TM100? Or?
Well, it always depends on what you are going to do with TM. So if you want to write a business blueprint with TM, then you might want to use the TM100 and see if you how you go from there. If you already know that your projects will be about planning, then I definitely recommend the TM110 class. And if you know it's all about charge management and execution, then take the 120 class. It just depends on the use case you're going to be using. If you know that you're going to be in projects also for a testing phase and realization phase, and you're going to test some developments as well, or you even want to for some demo preparation or something like that, or sandbox systems, you want to implement your own business logic going further than just customizing, then the TZTM30, or even better, the TZTM31, if you have the time to do that, are very, very worthwhile. And again, don't worry if you're not a technical pro. These classes are also for people who are quite used to computers and SAP systems, and there's no ABAP coding as a prerequisite. So,
okay, well, I think we're through. Thanks a lot, Stefan, and have a nice time.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.